Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 68 of the Crick Picks podcast. I'm Behram Kazi, who you can find at Def Mango on Twitter. To my right is Estelle Vasudevan, who you can find at Estelle_Vasudevan1 on Twitter. And to my left is Jared Kimber, who you can find absolutely everywhere. And yeah, just if you're, you know, new to Crick Picks, here's a quick briefing. What we do on this podcast is that we take any generic cricket category and we draft our top five each for that category in a snake-style draft competition. And what that means is that the pick order is 1-2-3, 3-2-1. That's how it goes. And, you know, we've done a fair few fun ones recently. Today's topic is probably the most fun topic we've ever had, at least for me. It is best names in the history of cricket. And Jared has first pick. I do have a guess on where he's going with this, actually.
Do you?
You want me to write it down?
No. I do want you to write it down, actually.
Yeah, I actually will write it down.
I will tell you the best name in cricket history, and we can finish the episode. We don't need the other 14. Yes. But write it down. Come on, hurry up. Don't stop writing. There are people waiting. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Myrtle Ethel McGlaggan.
Yeah, I just wrote down Myrtle.
Myrtle
Ethel
McGlaggan. It is the greatest name It's so brilliant that she should have her own young adult series. Like, what? Where are all the writers here? Like, who doesn't want a Myrtle Ethel McGlaggan solving crimes in 1950s, I don't know, Hertfordshire? I don't even know where she's from, right? But wherever. Actually, I think she's from Scotland. Scotland and lived in the UK, in England as well. But come on now. What a fucking name that is.
I do think it is the best name in cricket because you just can't stop saying Myrtle McGlaggan. I was actually disappointed because we were originally supposed to do this episode like a week later or release it a week later. But then due to a time constraint, I was like, let's do best names in cricket right now. And I would have had first pick.
You were gonna
but then it went to Jared. So I was like, oh, he's gonna take Myrtle McGlaggan. But then again, he gets so happy when he talks about Myrtle McGlaggan or takes her name.
But also the middle name, right? That adds
it's the Ethel.
That adds another element to it.
What do I
you know what Ethel reminds me of? Ethel reminds me of Jughead's girlfriend. Wasn't it? Yeah.
But what
you
I
You were thinking
about
Jughead's
is...
girlfriend as well, Estelle?
Yes.
Her name was Olive. Popeye's
What I love
Olive.
About it is, if it's just Myrtle on its own, it's brilliant. Right? Like Myrtle is such a fantastic name, right?
And then
if it's
beach.
Just Myrtle, if it's just Myrtle McGlaggan, it's brilliant. And then it's also Myrtle Ethel McGlaggan. Like, it's a three-tool name, right?
Yeah.
There's no way that it doesn't work. It's just genius. it's basically a poem. It might be the greatest poem of all time.
Yeah, it's definitely a better name than Edgar Allan Poe. I will say that. Myrtle Ethel McGlaggan. Rob Barron is also obsessed with the name, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely obsessed. The minute I say it to someone, you just see that. You can see it in their eyes when you say it to someone, and they just go, "So, what did you just say? You're gonna have to repeat that, right?" Scottish people are probably the only people on earth who are just like, "That's just a normal name," but to the rest of us, absolute genius.
All right, then Myrtle McGlaggan is the unanimous first pick, but Jared sneaked her away. And I'm number two, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so this is a name that I just recently came across. And it's an Indian player, which makes it all the more funny. I have no idea what this player does, just for the record. I don't know if he's a bowler, if he's a batter, what sort of, you know, physique he has or what his face looks like. I just know the name. So my first pick is Ethan Atwell Tom. The man has Apple in his name. All right?
Say it again because I think you got the name wrong. Say it again.
Ethan Apple Tom?
I don't think it's Ethan.
It's not Ethan?
I think it's better than Ethan. I believe it's Eden Apple Tom.
Eden.
Oh, is it
As
Eden
in
Apple
Garden
Tom?
Of Eden.
No
Garden
way.
Of Eden, where there was an apple. I could be wrong. Just Google it. But I'm pretty sure it is Eden Apple Tom, which is just,
Eden Apple Tom. Look.
Because if it's Ethan Apple Tom, I think it's a top five Ethan Apple Tom, right? I think Eden Apple Tom, I almost went past Myrtle. I'm not going to lie. It's not as much fun to say as Myrtle, right? But and also, let's be honest, let's stand a little bit with the Tom. Like, we've got to be honest there. Doesn't quite live up to the Tom.
They've missed a trick over here. They should have gone Eden Apple Adam right? That would have been the full sequence. But they've gone Eden, Apple, Tom. It is brilliant. And yeah, I mean, I really hope that he cuts it, you know, at senior level cricket, and we maybe get to see him at least in the IPL. Cuts the apple. But at least, at the very least, we get to see him in the IPL, because I just want to see more of Eden, Apple, Tom. It's the sort of name you want to see everywhere in cricket, on every scorecard. So yeah, that's my first pick. Damn, I did not know it was Eden.
Do you know,
I hadn't heard of him before.
Oh, he only popped up, like, it was about a month and a half ago. It was all over social media and stuff when he came through. There's this rule, and I think it's an American rule, but it kind of works across, where when people name their children, they kind of like put Supreme Court Justice before it, or President before it, or Doctor before it, right? There's nothing you can put ahead of Eden, Apple, Tom that doesn't make it, like, still awesome. Like, Supreme Court Justice Eden, Apple, Tom is like, I want him to be a Supreme Court Justice, right? Like, you know, renowned podiatrist Eden, Apple, Tom. Like, there's nothing you can put ahead of it that doesn't, it's just like, his parents just do it. No, we don't care about that. We're just going to put it, and it's going to be awesome all the way through.
It's one of those names that I really hope becomes successful, because imagine Eden, Apple, Tom lifting a World Cup one day, right?
Oh,
like, think of that.
Who doesn't want Eden, Apple, Tom?
God will cry, and Satan will cry that day.
World Cup winner, Eden, Apple, Tom. I mean,
make it happen. All right, Estelle.
You guys, I was feeling confident about my pick, but now that Eden, Apple, Tom has gone before it.
Has he upset your apple cart?
Okay, so this, I don't know how you guys will see it, but this is one of my favorite names in cricket. Joy Lord Gumby.
Of course, he was on my list.
What a name, Joy Lord.
Yeah,
it's the Lord of all joy. It's such an incredible name, and it rolls off your tongue, doesn't it? Joy Lord.
The only disappointing bit is that it's actually Joy Lord Gumby, and we recently Gumby. Learned this as well, Jared and I, and we were kind of disappointed, but it's still pretty good.
It's good.
Joy
it
Lord
would be better.
Is the one.
Yeah.
Joy Lord is brilliant. And on its own, his name is his name could not set you up for higher expectations, and his batting could not bring you down any further. Like, he's not a fun guy to watch bat. Like, you know, he is a thief of joy when he bats. He really is. No, it's great, but yeah, me and Bayram, I think we're a little bit lower on him, Estelle, just because we found out it isn't Gumby and it's Gumby.
Yeah,
because for those of us who grew up with the French cartoon Gumby, Joy Lord Gumby would be the greatest combination of two names, you know, outside of Eden Apple and Myrtle McLagan, right? But I'm slightly lower on it, but it's a brilliant recent name, and a big fan of that name.
Yeah, absolutely. Every time I say Joy Lord Gumby, I'm loving life. Okay.
Okay, next one. So I'm going the same route as Eden, Apple, Tom.
Okay.
And I think this one is a better known name, Napoleon Einstein, also from India.
Yeah,
has played India in the 19s.
Both Varun and Cheyenne were really high on Napoleon Einstein. Sure, I get it, the fact that he's Indian and it's Napoleon Einstein. But I don't know, it just wasn't doing anything for me.
Are you kidding me? His name is Napoleon Einstein. What are you missing here?
Sure, like,
Okay. There's another player who will probably come up later where there's a theme to his name. There's clearly a theme to Eden, Apple, Tom. What's the theme between Napoleon and Einstein?
So according to his Wikipedia, is that his grandfather was a scientist and wrote a little letter to Einstein, and he got a response.
Great.
That's one thing.
That's one scientist.
And Napoleon, I'm not sure about Napoleon.
That's my point.
Like, was he French?
If his name was Tesla Einstein, or Curie Einstein, or Heisenberg Einstein, I'd be like, I get this. This makes sense. It's Napoleon Einstein. It's like, it's such a, just a random combination of two different things that made me nothing together. And look, he gets extra credit for that because it is brilliant. Mm-hmm. Like, for me, I think that makes it better that Eden, Apple, Tom, okay, parents. Like the Garden of Eden story. Fine, we get it, right? Napoleon Einstein, what do they even like?
I mean, you know what? That conversation has kind of changed my mind, and now I think it's a good number four on this list. And wow, it's a solid start, isn't it? Myrtle McLagan, Myrtle Ethel, or Ethel McLagan. Then you've got Eden, Apple, Tom. Then you've got what? Napoleon Einstein and Joy Lord Gumby.
Joy Lord Gumby. That.
Okay, so no, I, well, yeah. for... For my next pick, I'm going back to Zimbabwe. You guys might have slept on this one and forgotten him. But as a kid, I just couldn't get the name out of my head. So here's one to teenage or 12-year-old Bairam. Second pick for me is Woozy Moozy Sibanda. And it's just so much fun to say. And he was also quite terrible as an opening bat. And I love how two Zimbabwean opening batters have made it to the list. But yeah, I love the name Woozy Moozy Sibanda.
I had forgotten about that. And I don't... Everyone else on this, I reckon I'm going to remember how to spell. I can't even remember how to spell his name to put it in our thing.
I think the Woozy is with an S, and then the
Woozy, right?
Yeah, and then the Moozy is with a Z. Yeah. Woozy Moozy Sibanda.
Sorry. V-U-S-I.
M-U-Z-I.
M-U-Z-I.
Oh my God. Okay.
I mean, it is brilliant. Right. You guys remember Woozy Moozy Sibanda, right? I remember his face as well.
I don't know.
I don't remember his face. I remember the name.
I don't remember him all that much. I'm just having a look now. So what? When would he have played his last game? 2014.
Oh, really? 2014? He was around till that long?
I thought probably my memory was like 2000s.
Exactly. 2005, 2006 was like my guess.
Yeah, that's when I remember him from. Yeah, but okay. Look, that's a solid one. So, I mean, when we talk about great names, sometimes it is just the ability to say the name like out loud, right? Like it feels like he's not going to make this list. But Dirk Nannis, I just enjoy saying Dirk Nannis. Like it comes off my tongue in a way that is very pleasing to me. I can't explain it. Another player who probably won't make this list, Johnson Charles. To most people, Johnson Charles would never be on a list like this. But in my head, it sounds like he was named as a 1980s action hero.
Those are names.
And I can't hear. Yeah, and I can't hear it not in an American voice going, "Buckle up, here comes Johnson Charles." Like it just in my head, it's got this whole personality, that name that I have given to Johnson Charles that Johnson Charles doesn't have. As far as I'm aware, he was not an 80s action hero, right? Like he wasn't in Rocky IV. Like, but in my head, so you do get names like that. So I think Woozy Moozy is probably like top tier of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, geez. I can go in so many different directions here. I am going to go Betty Snowball.
No.
So he's gone the double, English women's cricketer thing. Myrtle McLagan and Betty Snowball. It's crazy.
Look, when it comes down to it, English women cricketers have the greatest names ever. And I don't understand why anyone would ever want to argue with that. I have another English women's cricketer on my long list that might also slip in depending on where we go. Let's just go. I'm going to call him I.L. Bueller. And you might be thinking, why would someone whose name I.L. Bueller be on this list? But let me give it, shall I give it a go, everyone?
Yes.
His name is Ilikina Lasarusa Talibula Main Avalina Vevak Abilena Mena Ilavababena Balu is his full name. Which
and
means.
I like.
He was born in some hospital, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
I don't even think I think it means returned from a hospital, doesn't it? It's like even more random than that. He was known as I.L. Bueller because no one could ever say his name. And he's the great Fijian player who is, So, Ilikina Lasarusa Talibula Mena Vela Vika Bula Mena Kulukala Balo, I think, is best.
I'm looking at his Crick Info profile and it says like, it gives a full name and then it says also known as I.L. And the entire surname. And then like, there's an explanation. He has the longest name of any cricketer. The literal translation is returned alive from Nankula Hospital at Lakembe Island in the Lao group.
That's what I remember from Jared's book.
That sentence would have probably been shorter than the name, right?
Yeah.
But what I love is returned alive. Right? Like, what a romantic phrase that is. Not born. Like, because what Bayram said was, he was born in this hospital. Again, a weird name, but we'll accept it. Returned alive? So what is it? Like, was there another relative of his who was not returned alive? Like, it's dark. That's a dark name, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. He's a brilliant cricketer as well. And it's one of the great stories behind a name, I think, we've had in cricket as much as anything. Because it is
also
so
he nearly featured for New Zealand, didn't he? From my memory of reading
Test
that
cricket
chapter.
For New Zealand.
Yeah, from my memory of that chapter, it was the father of Richard Hadlee, what was his name? Walter Hadley, who wanted to select him for that England tour, but it
couldn't write his name down. That's the problem.
The citizenship was an issue, right?
Remember that cricket is a funny game. 100 years before we protected our head, players looked after their groins. So don't be as stupid as old cricketers. Protect your computer now. NordVPN is the protection I use when facing cyber shortballs or when rights issues try to dismiss me. Geo-block so you can watch all the cricket you want. Grab your NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/Kimber.
Do you know what? If you were just on his Crick Info profile, I'm pretty sure his name is so long that it actually warps the page.
And depending on... It goes over his batting style.
You can't see what kind of batter he is because his name is too long. It's genius.
Yeah, I knew you were going to go with Ayal Bhula. I actually, had it in my list of names that Jared won't miss. Okay, it's back to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... My third pick is another one of those names that just rolls off my tongue really well, like Jared has with Dirk Nannes. But this, I think, is a fantastic name as well. It deserves to be on this list. So, let's go with the Dutchie, Teja Nidamanaru.
It is a good name.
Yeah.
When I found out that was pronounced that way, I was like, that's fun. It feels, again, a little bit like Myrtle McLagan. It feels like a poem.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Like it feels like you're on a journey somewhere with that name.
It is like that. And he's from Indian descent, isn't he? But I've never heard any other Nidamanaru from India. So it's interesting.
He's from Andhra Pradesh, I think. I'm just looking that up now, but I think that's right.
I suppose it might be pronounced in a different way in India, right? Like, I mean,
I don't know how it's pronounced in India because I've just heard commentators say Teja Nidamanaru and it's fun.
I commentated a bunch of his games in Netherlands. I think it was me and Neil Manthorpe, but whoever the other commentator was, every time he did something, we just absolutely loved the ability. Oh, it looks like Teja Nidamanaru. Now I can't get it out. It looks like Teja Nidamanaru is coming on to bowl again. Oh, yeah. Teja Nidamanaru out the outfit. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're just finding ways to put it in because we enjoyed saying
All right, Estelle, two picks for you.
Two picks. Okay, so I'll go with, I think this might have been the name Jared was talking about before, Rachel Hey-Ho Flint. I just think the Hey-Ho part had such an incredible touch to that name, right?
It's like a country singer touch, right? Like a straw hat with a guitar in her hand, Rachel Hey-Ho
You'd
Flint.
You'd expect the Hey-Ho to be within like inverted commas, like it's like a nickname, but it's not. It's actually the name.
She's wearing denim.
And of course, she's the complete opposite of all this. She's like the poshest person who's ever been in cricket, right? Like, you know, she really is. She's like, you know, she makes David Gower look like a benefit scrounger, right? Like, you know, she's on a completely different level. She's so posh that her name isn't even hyphenated. Did you know that, Estelle? I only found that out recently when I wrote about her somewhere. And it's like, her name isn't hyphenated. It's Hey-Ho Flint. We just say Rachel Hey-Ho Flint. Those are three different words that we are saying. That is not... It's not a hyphenated thing. It's like, I think she might be too posh for hyphens, is what I'm saying. Like, she's on a different level.
Because I had that question. Was she born Rachel Hey-Ho? And then did she get married and become Hey-Ho Flint? Or what happened there?
But even if you do that, don't you normally... I think she was. I think it was married, right? But there's usually that you would hyphenate your name, right? Mm-hmm. So I think she was born... I think she was actually born Rachel Hey-Ho. I think I'm right in saying that. And then she becomes Flint later on. But Flint is such a great word as well. Like it's a magical word. Can I say this though? It's actually Baroness Rachel Hey-Ho Flint is her full title. I think I'm right in saying that. The Right Honorable Baroness might be the full title. Anyway, so if you put her titles in, her name gets even better. And then it does sound like she's a country music star taking a piss, right? Yeah. She's just called herself Baroness.
True. Okay, you've got one more, right, Estelle?
One more. Okay, so this one, I don't know whether you guys will agree with this, but it just reminded me of like, it could be like a mutant character from X-Men or something, like John Smuts.
Oh, no.
I love
a good
it.
One.
I do like John.
Yeah, I like John.
Yeah, it's like you would imagine it to be some kind of guy with powers, right?
He shapeshifts
like,
into a frog.
Things up.
Yeah, no, and then smashes things up.
Now, most importantly, John is hyphenated. So he has the same name twice with a hyphen in the middle, yeah. which I think is absolutely great. And also, what I like about his name is it's just as much fun when you say JJ Smuts, which is kind of how he's known, yeah. right? He's known as JJ mm-hmm. Smuts. Still fun. JJ Smuts yeah. is like a private detective from the 1930s. Right? Like he's solving crimes, you know, a brunette has come in and there's a little bit of danger about it. JJ Smuts smoking his cigarette with his whiskey in front of him, yeah. you know, and his binoculars. It's brilliant. It works on every level.
His talking pig pet friend who's a
sidekick.
And
middle name Trevor, by the way, okay? yeah. So
Trevor? His middle name's Trevor.
John like Trevor a very Smuts.
Froggy name.
Yeah. Jeez. It is interesting. He could.
He's still playing, isn't he?
He could also. I can also imagine him as this Viking sort of character who is like just a big guy. You know, John Smuts.
To be fair, he is a big dude, isn't he? He's not yeah. small. Like he's a solid yeah. piece of cricketer. He's still playing because in the SA20, I'd kind of forgotten about him because I think when I was doing analysis, his numbers were really good and I kept trying to get him gigs with teams because he was such a good player. But he never quite, you know, it just didn't work. He was the poor man's Anton Devcich, who's also got a great name, by the way.
Yes, that's true. Okay, so it's my turn again?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm confused between two people. And one of them is, I know for a fact that it's one of Jared's favorite names because he had a podcast on it. So I'm going to leave that to him because I do have that in my list of names that Jared will say. I am going to go for one that you guys might not have like foreseen. Pick number four for me is Gladstone Small.
Ooh, I had it
What's not
well.
To love? What's not to love about that name, right? A small stone that is glad to be there in an Ashes test and wreak havoc. That is the story.
It just reminds me of like fantasy stories, right? Yeah. Where you would have like this librarian or some like wise man whose name is.
Or a small stone which is always happy that you keep in your pocket for directions. You know,
it's funny because he's remembered of all things for basically having a small neck. Right, like he's remembered for having a small neck. Like I don't know if I've ever met another person who's remembered for having a small neck before. And he's the dude who's remembered for having a small neck. And yet, that name is absolutely magnificent. I've only met Gladstone once or twice. He is one of the nicest people I've ever met in cricket. He's always laughing, he's always smiling. And he's considering, I don't think he played that much cricket. He's had a great career of talking about cricket. Like, you know, so every test match, I reckon, in England, Gladstone Small is in a corporate box somewhere telling great stories, right? And I'd like to think that the neck and the name has played a part in his overall legacy.
What was the Ashes test, though? How many wickets did he take? Because that is also part of his legacy. That's the only reason why I know of him, because I've never met him.
I'm trying to think. I would say he's probably more known for his... he's probably more known for his one-day career, isn't he, as a cricketer overall. And that was 86, 87. It was at MCG, and I'm trying to remember. Here it is. Yeah, Shreya rolled for 141, and he took 5 for 48 in that. And, very much a one-day bowler. Have a look here. 53 ODIs he played in the end. He's a fantastic cricketer. He played 300 first class games with 852 wickets, and as I said, remembered largely for his neck and his name, which I suppose, hey, look, you don't get to pick what you're remembered for, just be happy you're remembered like at a certain point. Yeah,
I think he might have even gone a bit too late on this, you know, but I'm happy he's gone.
Okay, oh my god, there's so many great names left.
Yep. You guys want to do an extra round? Because we do have time.
Let's do an extra round.
I don't
round.
Mind. Yeah, let's do an extra round.
Yeah, it's sorry to the graphics makers.
Yeah. What does that make it? Top 18? Yeah, top 18 names or best 18 names in cricket.
Awesome. I love it. Okay. I am going to go. Now I'm much more confident in my next one. And I think Bayram does know this one.
Yep.
Colin McCool.
Oh, I did not. I thought you were going to go with the cricketer who you named your podcast after.
Colin McCool. I do like that other cricketer as well, and he is obviously on the list. Colin McCool, I love, because Colin is the most boring name of all time, and it was like, and then they put that in front of McCool. Not cool. Cool would be fine, right? Cool's like a normal thing. McCool, right?
Yeah.
Years before we had McDonald's, right?
Yep.
McCool. I love the idea of a Colin McCool. Big fan. understand it's not going to win everyone over. Now we need the big ones. I think Estelle will know this story. I don't know if Bayram will. There was a West Indian bowler who played in the late 90s, early 2000s. His name was Nixon McLean. Do you remember him?
Yes, I know Nixon McLean. Yeah.
Do you know his full name?
No.
His full name, my friends, is Nixon Alexei McNamara McLean.
Oh, wow.
The Nixon, do you want to guess where his parents got that?
The president?
President Nixon. He is named after President Nixon. After
a Republican
Nixon,
dude. A black guy's named after a Republican president from America.
Not just a Republican president from America, my friend. The Watergate Republican president who was stripped of his presidency. Yeah. Alexei, I don't know if either of you are big fans of Russian politics at all. But Alexei, Russia, ringing any bells? No? A famous Russian. So, again, Alexei. And then you have Nixon. And then the third name is McNamara, which is Robert McNamara. Again, do you guys know who McNamara is?
No, but it's a fun name.
No.
Robert McNamara, you could argue that Robert McNamara is the person who ruined the world. He's basically the person who made America get involved with all those wars and different countries and all that sort of stuff. There's an incredible documentary on Robert McNamara where I think they sat him down for like 20 hours looking into the lens of the camera of him just going through every atrocity he was involved with. Like, it is the most intense thing of you just like that you will ever see. So in the 1960s, clearly Nixon McLean's mother, right, is absolutely obsessed with random America, like with the Cold War, because they're all Cold War related names, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
What the hell is that? Is one of the weirdest patterns, and I'll see if I can find it for you guys. I don't know if his brother played cricket at the top level, but he had a brother as well. His cousin. He had a brother who also has exactly the same kinds of names. But I think his brother is a bit like our man Washington Sundar. I think his brother's name is has Washington and something else. But it's, again, it's American random American political names. But yeah, Nixon McLean. I don't know if everyone knows that story, but it is one of the more bizarre patterns of a name. As I was saying before, you know, this isn't Napoleon Einstein. These parents, you know, his mum and dad, they went, and I think it was his mum, because it was this was a big story at the time, because it was like, Nixon, that's an interesting name. But it was like, well, actually, I'm named after President Nixon. And then every journalist in the world was like writing about it. So there you go. Didn't play that much, did he? Played 19 test matches, didn't take a lot of wickets.
Spinner, right?
No, big quick. Big dude.
Yeah, fast bowler.
Oh, okay, yeah, he was a big, strong guy. I suppose... If you were comparing him to anyone, he'd probably be like a right arm version of Obed McCoy. Like, you know, you notice the size of him when he would come in.
Oh, okay.
And pretty quick, but not quick enough to really get over the fact that he could never aim the ball anywhere near it where he wanted to.
Also, Jared, you've gone for three Mick: McLagan, McLean, and McCool.
McCool.
So there's a trend over there.
I will say this. I think the McLean is the bit that lets it down. Right, but
yes,
I don't mind the McLean as well, because it's a nice one at the end. But yeah, it's now, okay, wait, I've just found it. Oh my god, I don't have the full names of his family, but his brother's name is Reagan. His other brother's name is Kissinger, and his sister's name is Golda.
I don't want to know these people. It's a family I don't want to be friends with, the Nixon McLean family.
What, just, oh no, wait, his sister is actually called, oh my god, his sister's name is great too. It is Golda Meir McLean. So she literally even has the Meyer in her name. Like, it's just, I mean, good on her. This mum, and I think it was his mum, if I remember the stories correctly, this mum was just like, do you know what? I know what I like, and every single child is going to follow that pattern. Good on her.
Yeah, yeah, good on her. Maybe her grandchild could be Trump.
Oh my god. I hope it stopped with this one generation. Also, you don't want to name your child Bush McLean.
Yeah. true.
Especially if it's a girl.
That is true. Damn. Okay. I actually, now that you've given us all the context behind Nixon, Alexei, McNamara, McLean, I would have taken him ahead of Colin McCool, but it's fine. It doesn't matter. It's my turn again.
Like Colin McCool. Yep.
I'm gonna leave the Australian spinner for you, Jared, at some point, because there's a name that you guys probably don't have on your list. And I honestly only got to know of her name because I was following that under-19 T20 World Cup, the women's one. And this is a right arm off break bowler from Indonesia whose name is Romalia Romalia. So good they named her twice. I remember that Jared and I were once doing some sort of, maybe it was in an Uncovered back in the day, where we would do like a weekly roundup of all the news. And Romalia Romalia, she's played two games in her entire career, two women's T20Is. And where is it? Her best figures are 7 for 10. Oh, sorry, 7 for 0. She took 7 wickets and conceded 0 runs, and her name is Romalia Romalia. And she's an off-break bowler. So, yeah, I mean, there's no world in which she doesn't make my list over here.
This is brought to you by Cricket 8. They are a new player in the game trying to educate fans on what is really happening in cricket. We have a partnership with them where we host live watch-alongs, do podcasts, and write articles. If you want to know what is really happening with our game, visit cricket8.com.
It's a strong name, isn't it? They've done a lot of work there.
So strong, he had to go twice.
Yeah, exactly. They were like, do you know what? We've really named her well. What if we did it again?
And she's 18, not even 19 yet. We might actually get to see a lot of Romalia Romalia in the years to come.
Mm-hmm. Not enough, but hopefully.
Yeah. All right. Okay. We are doing the extra one. No, so I have two.
Yeah, you have two picks.
Okay, so I'll go with the vanilla one as my fifth pick. Shane Bond, Bond, Shane Bond.
Yeah, sure.
Looks right.
I mean, it is very vanilla. Very but he vanilla. Did make my long, long list. You got this from the Reddit page, didn't you?
No, I think Shane Bond, also the fact that like he's always in black and you know he's got that look, right? The Bond kind of look.
No, I mean, he doesn't.
If I think of him going, the name is Bond. Shane Bond. It doesn't do anything for me.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, is Shane Bond a better name than Quentin de Kock?
Quentin de Kock is also a fantastic name. I think he's just too mainstream for him to make it to our podcast.
I actually think there's some great, very mainstream names, like Charles Langevelt would be another one.
Yeah.
And Dili Peth Lequeo is absolutely great.
Yes.
You know, so there are probably some very sort of, we're just used to them. It's like, I remember when I first started Fortune Basketball and the name Hakeem Olajuwon, I was like, that was absolutely incredible. No one talks about how great Hakeem Olajuwon's name is anymore because we had to say it for the next 15 years, right? Like, whereas, you know, you get a Joylord Gumby or Nixon McLean and it's like, you know, we never got, those names never got normalized. I feel like Shane Bond got normalized.
Oh,
maybe,
well.
Maybe.
Hey.
Okay.
It's unlike you to pick a player from the late 90s, early 2000s. So
yeah, I know, right? Surprise.
From an island nation.
Last one. So there are a few names on my list remaining. I'm kind of tempted to pick this Pakistani player just because I can make a joke about his second name.
Interesting.
But I'll keep that for honorable mentions. Okay. Last pick. I go with Jack Russell.
Russell. Just because of Jack the dog? Russell.
Dog.
Yes,
yeah,
he's named after a dog, dude.
Still though.
And also, it's not one of those situations where he's named after a... Yeah, it's not just he's named after a dog. It's like, let's say he was, I don't know, Portuguese or Indian or South African or wherever, right? You'd be like, well, maybe the parents didn't know. No. They knew Jack Russell is a famous breed of dog, literally in England, right? Like, that's it's a true. Random thing to name someone. Again, I think this is stronger than Shane Bond, but Jack Russell has been normalized, and I think we should unnormalize Jack Russell. It is a weird thing to name your child.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, that brings me to my final pick. Man, I would be really disappointed if Jared doesn't end up picking up the Australian leg spinner that he named his podcast after. I'm hinting it over and over again so that he just does it at some point.
Names,
don't do it.
I'm not going to do it because I like this name too much. Ryan Sidebottom is my final pick. Because why should he not be on this list? His name is Sidebottom, right? And he's from England.
Okay.
Which makes it even more funny.
I think we can do a full Creek Picks episode based on this, the Bottoms and the Fakars and the that
and
type
the
of thing.
The Quentin DeCox. The Dick Wellers, the David Willies. We could make a team.
When Cricket 19 or whatever the cricket game I have is, you can go in and people add all the team names manually because they can't do that. So people now just go in and do it. But Dick Weller's name always comes out as de-censored. Okay, I have a big issue with this one, right? Mm. And you may not know this, but did you know that his father played for England?
Oh, Ryan Sidebottoms.
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yeah. This is the issue that you're going to have here. Ryan, fine. It's fine. No. Arnie Sidebottom.
Oh, my God.
Arnold Sidebottom is just better. I'm sorry. There's no way to look around it. Arnie or Arnold Sidebottom is just better than Ryan Sidebottom.
If only
the other
I
problem
knew.
that I have is that I support the Magpies in Collingwood in the AFL. And we had a player who actually won International Name of the Year one year. And his brother went on to play county cricket, actually, I think. Oh. I think he played county cricket. He certainly played high-level cricket. I'm not quite sure where he got to. But this guy, the brother was called Ryan Sidebottom as well, which is creepy that there's been two of them.
That's so
weird.
But
the brother's name was Steele. Steele Sidebottom, which is such a stupid... My wife... I will occasionally just go, you know, what about that footballer? And she'll just be walking past with a cup of tea, right? She'll be bringing in the rubbish bins. If you go, do you remember that footballer, Steele Sidebottom? I'm like, of course I do. He's played without my team for like 15 years.
I wish I knew about Arnie Sidebottom because I would have gone Arnie over Ryan.
I'm happy because you didn't know. You can update it if you want because you just didn't know. He only played one test. Right.
Let's do Arnie or Arnold Sidebottom then. Definitely better than Ryan.
I think Arnold. Arnold works well.
There's no bad play. Arnie Sidebottom works really well, and Arnold Sidebottom is fantastic. Like, let's be honest. Okay. This is tricky because basically what Bayram wants me to do is pick a man who was known as Chuck Fleetwood Smith. And for anyone who followed my early career, we'll know that, as Bayram said, we named an entire show. I remember, actually, I'll tell you the full story. We were trying to come up with a name. So our original show, I can't believe this started my career, by the way. So my blog was called Cricket with Balls. And our original show that we started, me and Sam Collins, was called Two Pricks at the Ashes, right? And I remember having a conversation with Nasser Hussein about the name. And he said, look, you're going to have to change it eventually. He said, but for the next 6 weeks, everyone's going to remember that name. Like, just keep it. He goes, obviously, no one's going to mention it on the BBC and no one's going to mention it on Sky or Channel 9. But, you know, you're two pricks at the ashes. Just go with it, right? But when we came out of that, of course, Crick Info offered us the gig. And we said to Sam, Sam was like, well, we obviously can't call it Two Pricks anymore. And we were having this conversation. And I just said to, so one of my favorite cricketers of all time is a guy called Chuck Fleetwood Smith, right? And Sam just stopped in his tracks and went, tell me more. And for those of you who don't know, Chuck Fleetwood Smith is the weirdest career of any player of all time. He might have been, Tiger Bill O'Reilly, who was the best bowler in the world, said that Chuck Fleetwood Smith was more talented than him. And yet he took 42 wickets in 10 matches at an average of 37, including the worst bowling figures in the history of the game, where in the middle of bowling, he gave up. He just went, I can't be bothered, right? He came from, unlike most Australian cricketers, he was incredibly wealthy. And in the army, he was hanging out with Don Bradman, but he got bored one night when he was with the armed forces and he stole a Jeep, got drunk and crashed it, right? After World War II, he becomes homeless, right?
Oh, wow.
And he was so, as I said, he was so incredibly wealthy. He becomes a drunk on the streets. And then the person who finds him a home is Roger Menzies, the Australian Prime Minister, who was like a childhood friend of his or something. Like, nothing in Chuck Fleetwood Smith's career makes sense. And you watch him bowl. He bowled like a medium pacer, but left arm wrist spin. There's no footage on the internet, but I've seen David Frith actually has like old cinema of it. It's like nothing I've ever seen before. It really was. He was poetry to watch. And I remember telling Sam all this and Sam just going, we just have to, that's exactly what we have to do. We have to name that. And we've got a whole song about Chuck Fleetwood Smith that was written for us. And there's a couple, actually, I think. And one of the songs, and I don't know if I don't think we have a good version of it anymore, but the people who did the song, do you remember the Duckworth Lewis Method band? So there was a band called the Duckworth Lewis Method. It's really good. Go check out the album. There's a whole song about Java Manda. But one of the guys was Neil Hannon, who's obviously a very famous 90s musician in England. And they literally wrote a whole song about Chuck Fleetwood Smith for us for our intro. Right?
Wow.
Anyway, it is a brilliant name. But his full name, I don't know if you know this, is not Charles. It is Leslie O'Brien Fleetwood Smith.
That's better than Chuck Fleetwood Smith.
Leslie O'Brien Fleetwood Smith is his full name. More than happy to go in. If nothing else, I feel like to myself, I've normalized this name again. Do you know what I mean?
Because
I had to say it so many times. But yeah, we had like, we used to get like people to do press accreditation for him. And we had like an illustrated version of him that we would set out. And yeah, we never really, I still got a Chuck Fleetwood Smith hat somewhere in here. I think one of the boys might have it as well. But definitely worthy of this. We could go for hours. There's so many more. Yeah, can I give you honestly a bunch of mine others? I think some of these you will have. Sachin Baby.
Yes, I had him in my honorary mentions.
I want to say Floyd Reefer, but I'm very, very important here. A lot of people like Floyd Reefer because it's West Indies and it's a marijuana reference. I specifically like the fact that Floyd and Reefer just seem like, that's like, I don't know, putting marmalade together with bacon. It doesn't make any sense to me at all. But the minute you put Floyd and Reefer together, I think it's a beautiful sounding name.
He's not the only marijuana reference name that I had. I had Floyd Reefer, but I also had Kemar Roach and Steve O'Keefe.
This is the other England player I was thinking of, Estelle. Ebony Jewell, Cora Lee, Camilla Rosamund Rainford Brent.
Wow.
What I like about this name specifically is not just the length of Ebony Rainsford's name, it's that there are three hyphens in it. She is a triple hyphen.
She is the opposite of Rachel Hayhoe Flint in every possible way.
Ebony Jewell is hyphened, Cora Lee is hyphened, and then Rainford Brent is hyphened. Just brilliant all the way through. I also had, and he's unlucky to miss out, I reckon, Picky France.
Yeah, I had him too, but don't know much about him. But his name is Picky France. So,
Papua New Guinea, their seamer, Chad Soper. I don't know what Chad Soper to me sounds like a water cannon. It's just, I don't understand the name at all. And again, it's a little bit like Floyd Reefer, where I was just like, Chad? Are we really going Chad? Chad Soper, big fan of that.
Okay, so my honorary mentions had Sachin Baby, all the three marijuana references in Floyd Reefer, Kemar Roach, and Steve O'Keefe. I had Fefle Cuello as well, and Quinton de Kock, and Dick Weller. But then again, I was like, we can't just be making penis jokes on this podcast, right? Like, it's bigger than this.
What? It's a bigger penis than this?
No. The podcast is bigger than just penis jokes.
Is it?
I also had Nkrumah Bonner, right? I think that's a fantastic name.
Nkrumah is like, I mean, it is just a fantastic name. I don't know where it comes from, but it looks brilliant when it's written down. Do you know what I mean? It looks pretty.
There was a Farouk Engineer in my list as well.
It's a good one.
Because, yeah, he's got engineer in his name. Also, I had Soumya Sarkar, but not as Soumya Sarkar. I had it in Athar Ali's voice saying, Shubho Shaka.
You know? Well, that's what I mean. So I think there are certain things that, like, that's the Johnson Charles effect, right? Like, if you put it in the right voice, it works. But yeah, do you have any others?
Trevor Gwandu and...
I like that because of the Trevor and the Gwandu do not mix.
Yeah.
There's no reason to have a Trevor who's a Gwandu, right?
Also, Gwandu is eerily similar to a curse word in Urdu, which you guys obviously won't get. But yeah.
Well, for Estelle, would you like to tell the audience why my name is funny in Sri Lanka?
Yeah, can I don't want to say what it means, but it means
you don't have
something...
to say fully, but you can hint at what it means.
It starts with a C and ends with a T.
Okay.
So when I first started my career, every time I'd write about Sri Lanka, there would be like 100 laugh emojis.
I bet everyone tells you about it. Yeah.
Does, but then this is hilarious. My mother-in-law speaks.
I was going to say, Miriam's family must take the absolute piss out of you.
So my mother-in-law speaks Malay, Sinhala, Tamil, and obviously English and a little bit of French. Like, she's a really great, and she didn't know. And I went, how could you not know this? Whereas, yes, other people like slang, in my wife's family. Yeah, so she didn't know. Whereas other people in my wife's family were, you know, quite happy to tell me of it's, that one.
Did you guys have Washington?
Sometimes when I have to, no, I didn't. When I have to tell people, like, who do you work for? When I have to say it, then I have to, like, I don't know, kind of swallow half of the word. Because I don't never know where someone would kind of, you know, make the connection. I had a couple of other names as well. I had... So like Behram, I didn't want to go too much towards the dick jokes, right? So, and like Fakhar Zaman, Salman Butt, I think, because he turned out to be an ass, right? So like Salman Butt works.
That kind of does.
Right? Aquena Mahafaka. Sophie Divine, actually. So I picked Sophie Divine thinking, okay, Divine. Like, it's a very punny name, right? But then I looked at her full name. She's Sophie Frances Monique Divine. So I think that's a great name as well.
That's not
right?
A bad name.
Pretty good name. Also, Estelle, how about Kaushal Lokarachi?
Yeah, I think that's like a normal thing in Sri Lanka,
In Sri Lanka, like, but to me, it's doing a lot in my head.
What about, a lot of people have Chimindavas on the list because of his full name, a bit like Ebony.
That's a normal thing. I think that's not that uncommon in Sri Lanka anymore. Yeah. I think the Iceland cricket team had recently shared a longer name, a Sri Lankan playing for Iceland, like a longer name. So I don't think it's that uncommon. Another one, I don't know, I don't think you guys would have heard of this player, but he might make kind of... He's kind of in the running to make the Sri Lanka team now. His name is Ron Kashyapa Chandragupta. So Kashyapa is a former... You guys know Sigiriya, right? Like the king who built Sigiriya's name, Kashyapa. And Chandragupta is also like... It's a very royal kind of name, no?
So that's one of my favorite names now that I come to think of it is Lakshman Shiva Ramakrishnan, because that's all god names, isn't it, in Hinduism?
Yeah.
All of those names are like names of gods.
There's also another great Indian name, which if before we sort of, I knew about the English women's cricketers and those sorts of things, I would have put him on this list. But him and Chuck Fleetwood Smith were quite similar to me, which is Ben Kattapati Raju, because of, it's like a poem again. It sounds like it's in an English musical in the, you know, in the 1950s, 50s. And that's how he bowled as well. You know, Ben Kattapati Raju just had this beautiful sort of lyrical name and this lyrical bowling style. Yeah. So I really like that.
Favorite Sri Lankan name for me, maybe this is recency bias, but I love Sadira Samara Wickrama. It's fun to say.
I think all the...
That's just a nice name, isn't it?
I just think the Wickrama, that, you know, a Wickrama, what was the guy in the 90s? Wickrama Singer?
Pramodia.
Was it?
Pramodia. Yeah. Yeah, Wickrama Singer.
I like a lot of the Wicks, like, which, because they have a Wick and then they sort of, they're not all identical. They go off in slightly different
What directions. About John Wick?
But that's maybe why I like John Wick, is because of Sri Lankan cricket.
All right. Well, I'm sure we've
missed. You didn't want to do a dick podcast, but we did do a Wick podcast.
We honestly could do like a not safe for work cricket names crick picks as well, or a team of not safe for work
Did names. You notice though, when you Googled this, I gave up on the Googles early on because it was like,
I just had so many names in my head.
But it was just, there was just so much of like Graham Onions. I'm like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
like,
it's, yeah, I mean,
his name is an onion. I do understand the idea.
Phil Saw.
But for me, Phil Saw, I'm like, there's all that sort of stuff. And I was like, I don't know. It didn't feel very good to me. Whereas
actually,
a bit of creativity.
Kohli is another one. Kohli means chicken in Tamil. So.
Oh, okay. So it's one of those things.
I did not know
a
that.
A bit offensive.
Well, Mike Hussey is funny because Hussey is laughter in my language. So it's like Mike Laughter. Right.
I think also we could do a whole other one on players who sound like video game cricketers who are from other players. So like, so you know, there was Mark Waugh and then there was Mark Waugh, or I don't even know how you pronounce it, but it was W-A-G-H. And during county cricket, we would get the county cricket scores back and we were like, oh, they put a typo in this guy and Mark Waugh making 100, right? Mm. And like, you've got Brian Vittori from Zimbabwe. Yes. So there's lots of cricketers who sound like what's the new guy who plays for Scotland? Brandon McMullen. is yes. like the Brendan McCullum of, do you know what I mean?
Literally, so that's another looks one. Like video he game Baz McCullum.
I think you have to have played video games to understand what we're talking about. But in the old days, they wouldn't get the naming rights. And so we grew up with like,
Shoaib Akhti.
Crumbly and all that sort of stuff, right? You know, or Stuart War, W-A-R, right? Like it was that, we just had names like that.
Gangly.
Yeah, exactly. So, but there are lots of cricketers who kind of had those names naturally. I always thought that Brian Vittori was great.
Yeah, it was Shahid Akhti, I think, for Shoaib Akhti, which was weird. I was like, there's already a Shahid.
Because if you think about it, Shaheen Afridi is one of those people.
Yeah,
he gets on that list.
One of those people.
I mean, definitely. I still occasionally say Shahid when I mean Shaheen.
Anyway, this has gone on for far too long. Jared, tell us the top six for each.
Oh.
It still has to leave. We were supposed to do the names one to save time, and we've spent an hour talking about this stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, but she was more interested than anyone else, so it's fine. I have gone Myrtle Ethel McLagan, Betty Snowball, I.L. Bueller / Telebala. I won't do it all if you're running late, Estelle. Colin McCool, Nixon, Alexei, McNamara, McLean, Leslie O'Brien, Fleetwood Smith. Bayram has gone Eden, Apple, Tom. Wuzzy Muzzy. Simuzi Samanda. I felt like I was being racist then. I was like, no, that's his name. Like, I probably pronounced it wrong, but I am actually saying his name. Teja Nidam. Oh my God, I still can't do it. Teja Nidamanaru.
Yes.
Gladstone Small. Romalia. And Arnold Sidebottom. And Estella's gone Joy Lord Gumby. Napoleon Einstein. The Baroness Rachel Hayho Flint. John Smuts. Shane Bond. And Jack Russell.
All right, then that's a solid lineup. You guys let us know what your top 18 best names in cricket would be and who we've missed out on. I'm sure there are a few names over here that we just couldn't remember. Lungi Ngidi, for instance, right? Like, here's one on the top of my head. But I'm sure there are tons of those. So let us know in the comments section which ones we missed, and also tell us who won according to you, and which names did you learn from this podcast that you didn't know of prior. Anyway, that's it for this episode. Just this episode of Quick Picks. Just a quick reminder, you can go to goodareas.co and bookmark that webpage. That can prove to be a one-stop shop for all the work that we do as part of this team, whether it be written content, videos, or podcasts. And we'll see you soon enough on, you know, Footmarks or a Good Areas Live or a Wagon Wheel or something. But that's all for now, folks. Have a good one and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. This podcast has an ad-free version via Patreon, where there are also many other extras as well, including a Discord channel where you can chat to me directly. There is a link to the Patreon in the show notes. We are an independent podcast, so support us any way you can. Maybe give us a review, subscribe, or share on social media. All of these things help us. And when it comes to podcasts, word of mouth is always the best way of making it grow. If we had a guest on, chances are their socials are in the show notes. Please support everyone who comes on this show. I am Jared Kimber, and this is my network. But we also have hosts and co-hosts like Bayram Kazi and Estelle Vassadevan. This network is overseen by Nick McCorriston, and each episode is produced by Ishit Kaburka at Sound Potion Studio. Mukunda Bandredi, or Muku as most people will know, is the head of our YouTube channels, and he also helps out with so many other things like the podcast recordings. And there's so many other people we could thank here, but I just want to thank all the listeners and all the people who help behind the scenes that make this podcast work. If you make a lot of content like me, oh, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.